The Stress Effect, Why Smart Leaders Make Dumb Decisions, and What to Do About It. Written by Henry L. Thompson, Ph.D. Narrated by David Drummond. Publisher's note: this book will periodically reference figures. To view these images, refer to the PDF companion to this audiobook. Introduction: good leaders make good decisions under stress. Every great decision creates ripples, like a huge boulder dropped in a lake. The ripples merge, rebound off the banks in unforeseeable ways. The heavier the decision, the larger the waves, the more uncertain the consequences. Benjamin Disraeli. On January 15, 2009, approximately 90 seconds after the start of Another Day at the Office, the work got unusually stressful. Very, very stressful. This story has been told thousands of times. Awards and accolades have been bestowed to the heroes, and some blame has been doled out to others. And the actions, decisions, and events that followed have been endlessly scrutinized. In the course of this book, I'm going to return to this story again, and from many perspectives, to help you gain an understanding of what happens when leaders make decisions under high stress, extreme stress, in the case of U.S. Airways Flight 1549. What follows is an abridged version of the actual cockpit conversations between Captain Chesley Sullenberger and First Officer Jeffrey Skiles, and between the departure control, Patrick Harton, and Captain Sullenberger, beginning just after takeoff. Most conversations between departure control and other aircraft have been omitted. As you hear the times, notice that something is being communicated almost every second. 15:26:37, Sullenberger. What a view of the Hudson today. 15:26:42, Skiles. Yeah. 15:26:52, Skiles. Flaps up, please. After takeoff checklist. 15:26:54, Sullenberger. Flaps up. 15:27:07, Sullenberger. After takeoff checklist complete. 15:27:10, Sullenberger. Birds at 3,200 feet. 15:27:11, Skiles. Whoa. 15:27:11, sound of thumps, thuds, followed by shuddering sound. 15:27:12, Skiles. Oh, expletive. 15:27:13, Sullenberger. Oh, yeah. 15:27:13, sounds similar to decrease in engine noise frequency begins. 15:27:14, Skiles. Uh-oh. 15:27:15, Sullenberger. We got one roll, both of them rolling back. 15:27:18, rumbling sound begins and continues until approximately 15:28:08. 15:27:18, Sullenberger. Ignition, start. The plane is now dropping at 18 feet per second and is approximately 3 minutes from impact. 15:27:32, Sullenberger. Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is Cactus 1539. Hit birds. We've lost thrust in both engines. We're turning back towards LaGuardia. Incorrect call sign. 15:27:42, departure control, Patrick Harton. Okay, you need to return to LaGuardia? Turn left heading of 220. 15:27:43, sounds similar to electrical noise from engine igniters begins. 15:28:02, Skiles, airspeed optimum, relight, 300 knots. We don't have that. 15:28:03, flight warning computer, sound of single chime. 15:28:05, Sullenberger, we don't. 15:28:05, departure control, Cactus 1529, if we can get it for you, do you want to try to land runway 13? Incorrect call sign. 15:28:05, Skiles, if 319. 15:28:10, Sullenberger, we're unable. We may.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?